It's the return of the County National Bank show. And we get the president, John Waldron, to kick off the season.
Digging deep.
John, welcome.
You guys are digging
deep.
Come
on now.
Yeah, Bill's on assignment. I think he's looking for our next golfing. Well, he's looking for our next branch location, I think.
Oh, really?
Somewhere up north.
So, near a golf course?
Special assignment, yeah. And then I think Melissa is getting fitted for a gown. She's emceeing the Cascades Humane Society's 9th annual Unleash Your Heart Gala. Is it gala or is it gala? What's it? It's a gala, right?
Gala, yeah.
There you go, yeah.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah, that is Friday, September 17th at 6:30 p.m., and I'm sure...
This Friday.
...they would sell you a ticket. So she's emceeing?
I'm sure they would.
Right? So...
Yeah.
So, yeah, those two are busy, and you got me.
And you're not doing a doggone thing.
I only exceeded the speed limit by... couple miles an hour, except in the neighborhood coming back here. I was under, but I made it a little tardy, and I brought you a gift here.
Yeah, thank you.
I didn't realize you were anti-Apple, but
I'm not, but I like apple pie.
Honey. All right, if anybody can make a pie.
Ice cream with that.
No, I didn't. No Breyers. Did not stop at Polly's.
How was your summer?
Oh, boy, fast. It seems like it just started in... And I noticed last night
it's over.
Sun's going down a little earlier, Greg. So great summer. We had a lot going on. We had I don't think I can cover them all. We had our beer and wine, another success. That was great. People were ready to get out. So very nice event there. Did a great job. We had the Gus Macker. And first trophy I've ever won, and it was as a sponsor. They gave me a trophy.
Oh, okay.
First trophy at a Macker.
It wasn't for your 3-point shooting.
I did make the free throw.
Did you?
The first one was a practice, and the second one kind of rolled around.
Knocked it in?
Went in, yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. Back to old form. I had a couple pictures on JTV, that old left-handed floater. Let's see, what else? We just talked about the... Cascades Humane Society event coming up, and
well, we got a chance this summer, John and I, to tour the new swimming complex at Jackson High, and that is truly amazing.
That was very neat to get in there that early, and then, you know, I don't know if you caught it, we were standing there and the women's team came in and saw it for the first time, and their coach walk them through, and I think they were all smiles. If you've been to the former Nautitorium at Jackson High, it's amazing what they did over there. So, great stuff.
And I know you guys are sponsoring the scoreboard, video board.
The shiny new digital scoreboard. So, yeah, that was great. And not in Jackson. We typically talk about Jackson on this show, but we did open our newest branch location in Tecumseh. So just one county. Oh, the door just opened. What is going on?
Hello?
Oh, boy.
Hello.
Hey, it looks like a guest.
Or something special.
It's a visitor
from
the east.
So this is to brighten your day. Look, there's a sunshine and even a cookie.
Ooh, a cookie.
Because you're a good boy.
Sweet.
Look,
you received a cookie and an apple.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's pretty awesome.
Thank
this
you.
This is from County National Bank. It's not from me.
So. Oh, really?
Yay for County National Bank. Woo!
Thank you.
All right, that's it. Thank you.
Thanks, Cindy.
Yeah.
Cindy Hayden from the Bologna Bin.
Wow.
Thank you.
You'll need there is no cookie. There's just a balloon of a cookie. Well, congratulations. That's one thing
Thank
I did
you.
Want to talk about. I'm looking at this. Cindy Allen on this morning, but I'll be brief. Longtime radio personality to receive Distinguished Service Award. And I think she said this morning, we have to call you doctor now. Is that what she said? Dr. Greg? Dr. GOC?
I don't think so, John.
Well, that's very wonderful. I know she covered it earlier, but
like I told the grads, Dr. Burlett gave me a D in advanced biology, so I didn't have to take her class again. So,
1970 Parkside High graduate. So you were an Eagle,
mm-hmm.
Right?
I was.
And then Jackson College in 74. So what was it then? Was it a Jet then?
Yeah.
Now the Jets, they've been Jets. And then Eastern Michigan, that was a Huron.
Huron.
What is it now? Still a Huron? Might have changed
Eagle.
That. Eagle.
It's now an Eagle.
You were Eagle twice almost, I guess. Very nice. And then you...
A lot of parking tickets over in Ypsilanti.
I did not know you were a Sparty as well.
Yeah.
And started in Sheboygan. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Very nice. That's very awesome.
Thanks, John.
And then, you know, it's like royalty. You're a doctor. And then your wife was the SITPAT Citizen of the Year, you know,
yeah,
a few years ago. It's like royalty. It's like Chuck and Diana. So that's very nice. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
So what else is going on? We opened a new branch in Tecumseh. Mm-hmm. And then, we've been waiting for a while. It takes us a while, but eventually we get kind of moving here. We finally have our momentum on the Spring Arbor Road branch that we'll be opening sometime this year.
No date yet.
Drawings are close. I think we're close. And then
do you have to retrofit that, or
boy, that's a beautiful location already. We'll have to do a little bit of remodel. Mm-hmm. And I know RW Mercer will be working on that. Right now though, they're finishing and doing a great job, by the way. They're finishing the second floor of the Fields building for us. So, and we've talked about that in the past. The commercial group will be on the second floor of the Fields building. So, I was up there yesterday for a meeting, and Mercer was working away. So thank you to them. What else is going on?
Does Cortland stay open, or?
Cortland, we have a lease for a while still, and we are still determining what we will do. We're trying to figure out the best people to put there. So still in the works. Still in the works, and a few other things happening.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. The Fall Chili Classic, October 16th.
I think you're a sponsor of that.
I think we are. I'm looking for a logo on this, but I saw this coming in. Well, if we're not, I'm sure someone will
be
there.
Aren't you on there somewhere?
I don't see it.
Okay.
But anyway, if we're not, somebody will be there. So, yeah, bank's doing well. Actually, there is something I wanted to cover. Current events, the new stimulus bill. You know, it's time to pay the feds for all that free money.
Pay the piper,
there you go. So, in this bill that's being debated and they're trying to push through, there is a provision that the Treasury and IRS want banks... You know, there's a lot of compliance and a lot of rules on us. This is a big deal. They want banks to report any account in which $600 of activity happens throughout the year. So think about that. They want us to send to them detailed information on every account. Now think about privacy. Think about, you know, do you really want them to have access to that data? Very intrusive, you know, very expensive for banks and very intrusive for consumers. And there's a big push by the American Bankers Association and the Independent Community Bankers Association and a lot of other groups to say, hey, you really shouldn't do this.
Who wants that information?
The IRS. The IRS is going to ramp up, hire a lot of people, and they want into your business. They went into everybody listening, you know, any $600 in transactions in any account that you own, they want access to, and they want us to send it to them.
Sounds crazy.
It does sound crazy. When I first heard it, I didn't believe it. If it hasn't hit yet, you will see a little bit of information on our website today. We'll get that pushed out. I know some other banks have started publicizing that, so you will want to call your elected official. Reading number or version, whatever, yesterday, it was, I did get an email this morning that it was removed or being debated or something like that. But think about that, why would you even put that in there? That's crazy to me.
I don't know how would you even accomplish that? Because that would really encompass every one of your customers.
True. So if you're a customer, really, of any financial, I assume it applies to credit unions.
You know,
not
unless
positive,
you're a 4-year-old and, you know, you have 40 cents in the bank.
Right.
Come on.
Right. So hopefully that will be that will be removed. But I mean, taxes are going up. Income taxes, corporate income taxes are going up. Personal income taxes are going up. So the free money we talked about a year ago, you know, it's not free because we're all going to be paying for it for a very long time. So that's coming. So please take a look and let your elected official know.
Well, you knew the money wasn't free.
We had a feeling that it that it wasn't completely free.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are the highlights. The like I say, Spring Arbor Road's coming in third or fourth quarter. I guess we're in third quarter. Boy, end of third quarter is almost here.
That will make how many branches? Is that
in Jackson? That will then in Jackson County. That'll give you our Horton Road office, downtown Jackson Street, Hanover, and Spring Arbor and Wisner Street. So if my Hanover Horton Comet math is correct, I think that's five, right?
Yeah, but
a couple loan production offices. So yeah, we did, you know, other current events. When the PPP money came out and all of the lending that we did tick over $1 billion. That's magic mark for, you know, it wasn't that long ago we hit the magic mark of $500 million in assets. We did tick over $1 billion, and you know, we're pushing $1.1 billion now. We thought when PPP was all dealt with and the debt was forgiven that we might slide back under $1 billion, but we're solidly over now. So $1 billion bank, and there's been a lot of consolidation in banking in all over the country, really, including Michigan. So that puts us at about top 10 banks headquartered in Michigan. There were some changes recently. You have Flagstar. That is, with that merger or acquisition, depending on how you frame it, that is now headquartered in New York. So that one was the largest. And then the TCF sale to Huntington. So now as far as headquartered banks, that puts us right about the top 10 mark.
Mm-hmm.
Impressive for little Southern Michigan here.
What are you thinking about rates?
I read yesterday the Fed's talking, you know, 22, 23, that they might start to go up, but really, who knows? It's so much stimulus money out there. If you start raising rates and tightening credit, that's not good. So I really don't think they're going anywhere for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great time to borrow. It's not a good time to save. I mean, CD rates and money market rates are just essentially zero. The system has been flooded with so much cash. I saw some graphs yesterday. There was so much cash was put into the system, and every bank and credit union is flush with deposits, and there's just no yield out there. So,
put it in your mattress.
I know there's a listener out there right now that I had dinner with on Friday night, and he puts it in his shoe, and he puts it in his mattress in a lot of places. And I know he's listening, so that was an interesting discussion.
So are you guys, I was, we had the Department of Corrections in here earlier. Everybody's looking for help. Are you guys in that same boat?
We are always looking, yes.
Okay.
And all of our customer, great jobs out there. There's a ton of well-paying jobs out there that just are going unfilled. So we're looking. Like I say, it's a great time. Great time to be looking for a job. The extra unemployment, I believe, goes away or went away in September.
That's gone.
So, yeah, we're always looking for, you know, entry level and other positions. Good time to be a banker. Places are expanding. Businesses are expanding. So, yeah, we're looking.
So, next week, what, Bill is back?
I believe he'll do his due diligence, finish up his exploration north. We'll see if he finds a new location for County National Bank. I'd guess not, but he's looking. And then I believe we're back to Bill will be back next week, and probably his co-host of the show, I'd guess Melissa, will be back again, fresh from the Cascades Humane Society Gala this Friday.
There you go. Tickets available.
I'm guessing you can Google the Humane Society, and you can still attend.
Downtown Branch doing well?
Downtown Branch is doing well, and downtown looks great. Mm-hmm. It's looks very nice, and hopefully things continue. I heard this morning there's a new potential development coming, so that's great.
Across from Steve's?
Yes.
Little housing unit there?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That won't hurt the cause, I guess?
No. And new construction's good for downtown, so that'll be good. Looking forward to it.
John, thanks for sitting in. Thanks for the balloons.
Thank you.
Apple.
Congrats again. Take that apple. If you don't want to give it to somebody, that's high demand for that.
Thanks, buddy.
Have a great day.
Take care. John Waldron, president, County National.